Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 146, Off Kilter.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to Memory 146 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, the beach is back on! I was telling you a couple weeks ago that there was a chance I might be doing something else Disney-related for our vacation instead. Well, it almost worked out that we were going to be going to Hawaii and spending a few days at Aulani. That, I have to admit, would have been awesome, I think. But after just spending a week at Walt Disney World earlier this year, it just wasn't working out for us to make it all happen for another big vacation. Plus, the kids are, you know, not quite at the point where a 12 hours in an airplane wouldn't drive them, and probably us, a little crazy. So instead, we're heading back to Florida for some fun in the sun and sand and out in Clearwater, Florida. And I'm looking forward to it already, even if we won't be taking time and running over to Walt Disney World while we're down there. In the meantime, though, let's continue our day at Epcot as we are winding down to a close. Now, for those of you just joining us, we're spending what's already been a rainy day at Epcot in early March of 2014. It's Flower and Garden Festival, but the crowds are light, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com, and the rain from the morning has given way to beautiful evening. In Memory 145, we caught a showing of Impressions de France and have now continued our way around the World Showcase Promenade. We've made it all the way around the UK Pavilion and are being drawn to the sounds of Off Kilter. We round everyone up after our restroom stop and head towards the Canada Pavilion and catch a couple more songs left in their set before making our way to the back of the pavilion to catch a showing of O Canada. So originally, if you hear my conversation with my wife, I was mistaken. I thought it was the British invasion we were hearing, which hasn't quite won me over yet, but you know, might be able to now that I can no longer see Off Kilter. I'm so glad that I caught these guys, not knowing at the time that they would be leaving Epcot for bigger things in 6 months. It was great to hear them once again. Their set that evening was a little different than I'm used to hearing. A lot more cover stuff of other artists that I'm familiar with, but they are still a great group full of talent. I have seen the new Lumberjack show that has replaced them, and these guys can't even hold a candle to Off Kilter. I will admit, though, I did see Off Kilter a couple times, and it looked like they were just there, not really enjoying it anymore, sort of phoning it in. So maybe a new blood is a good thing, but I wish they had just gotten another show of equal energy or, you know, talent. Maybe over time the Canadian Lumberjacks will get their rhythm and create an excellent show, But when I saw them earlier this year, they just wasn't quite there yet. So what are your memories of Off Kilter, and do you miss them too?
Yes.
Are you excited you're about right. the new Canadian Lumberjacks?
Yes.
Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it,
you're right.
give me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up those search results lists. And maybe mention us on a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button on the webpage, where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my M-Park recordings. I personally want to say thank you to Edward for his donation this week to support the podcast. I have great plans for things to do in the future, and every little bit helps towards those costs, plus helps keep this show running. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'll take just putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in that memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we rock out with our favorite Celtic rock band.
What? Ready? We're not far, but.
Mikey, would you like a banana?
They just started.
Is Grandpa out?
He's right over there.
Sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
I've already got 20,000.
I was just looking, I have like 18.
But somehow it doesn't seem as bad as the other day. I'm not as tired as I was. I'm either getting used to this.
This park's the biggest. And so it's, you're,
oh, yeah, right.
you easily
you rack, them up.
Rack up points. Sort of a nicer, cozier feel. Not right by her feet. I wouldn't do that. That's where she's going to be putting her feet.
Thank you.
So I was confused.
All right, everybody, this is Jason Thomas on the fiddle. He comes to us all the way from Oshawa, Ontario. We're going to feature Jason here in a tune. Here's a tune called Aaron Shore.
Behind me.
Thomas there. All right, guys, I'm gonna keep those hands going. Here's a little Canadian rock from Tom Cochran. Life is a highway.
Here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Time you turn you back to the way. There's a world outside the dark door where the blues won't haunt you anymore. And the blame will free the love of soul. From cloud to the desert of yarn. We won't hesitate to break down the cloud again. The first time was time was today. Life is a highway. Some fools have been in this time. We got the facts of Vancouver Heights. Stop me down at Vancouver again. We're in the blood of the glory land. I've been so long I get home. I've broke so long at this time home. Cause I'll be there in the last to be. Tell who wins the fire.
Sorry, I didn't know somebody was right there.
No worries, I do the same.
He's got a CD in there.
No.
And just, sorry, two CDs. And once he put it in my
I can't take the stroller up there. If you would like to, I can park it here and we can walk, or I can wheel it around the back. I don't know how far they're going to make let me get.
Well, you have to wind way back anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, is this
Yeah. Here, I'll just park it. We'll walk. Except if it Yeah, there is. You can walk back down around the through the gardens. We're going to come out that way.
Well, let's go. I'm okay with going to the gardens.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Dad.
Shops, Canada, wheelchair this way. We're going to go down to the gardens, you guys. Come on.
All right, kiddos, you got to get out. We're going to do another movie. You can grab a handful and take them with you. Because they don't want to feed the birds.
Actually, get up. You need to stand up on the seat.
Come on, Mikey.
We're not going to bring your drink. Get a good drink.
Let's go.
Hop out. Put them on my
finger. Okay. Nope, let that one go. Hold it. Grab it. Good. Don't crunch it. Watch where you're going. Keep walking. Yeah. Mikey.
Very cool. Oh, check on the
That it looks like we just missed it. So 15 minutes or 20 minutes, I would guess.
Yeah,
because
while you're waiting in here, then you can sit. Blue things, we probably just missed it.
I thought
we
could walk through there.
Isn't
that pretty?
Where's Susie?
That was very
Mikey.
Of the Canadian Rockies when you were up there with Mitt Melvin.
Yeah, it makes me want to go.
Like you did my own.
Mikey.
Yeah. that's because St. Niagara Falls.
16?
Yeah, 16.
Okay, thank you.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.